This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on FUBAR Radio.
When the clock struck
4
and it was on Tuesday,
it meant one thing.
Boys are back in town.
Say what?
Go time.
That's it. We are back once again. Doc Brown not here. We have a surprise guest. In fact, he was actually our guest on the show last week. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, Mr. Eddie Brett.
Woo!
You!
Oh, yeah.
How are you, buddy?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. It's lovely to have you back on the show because we had you on last week because you just dropped your solo album, Parlay. And you were our guest on the show last week. I hear it's doing quite well.
It went really well. It's climbed up the singer-songwriter charts to number 8, so I'm over the moon with that.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's great.
And if only you were Chinese, I'd be very, very lucky.
Yes,
number 8.
Right. Yeah, well,
it's like every
day's a learning day, so yeah.
Yeah, and actually, according to Chinese numerology, number 8 is my life number. I don't know what that means, but my mum, she loved Chinese numerology.
And we've ended up here together, so...
Just saying.
It's nice.
Just saying. Could be synchronicity. Might be.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard apart from also releasing albums and doing very well, you've also been taking your nan out on a date.
I did, yeah. I took her and, here's the other thing. My nan was actually semi on a date. You shouldn't really say your nan semi and date in the same sentence, really, should you? But no, I think she's seeing this bloke and I took them both out on my boat. So, yeah, it was a nice trip.
Was it like were you doing sort of trying to be nice, or were you just kind of, was that your way of like sussing out the guy?
Oh, no, I've met him before. He's a lovely bloke, you know what I mean? It's nice to them to have company, do you know?
100%. Yeah. That's nice of you. How old's your nan?
She, I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah, she looks about 25.
You were going so well. Took my nan out for a date. Da, 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 da. How old is she? No idea.
No, I think, she had a big 60th birthday not too long ago, so she's just... North of 60.
Oh, you got a young nan?
Yeah, man.
My nan's 92.
Yeah, I've got the young nan, the young mum.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
That kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I'm stopping the...
If you had an old nan and a old mum and a really young nan...
That would be weird, man.
Well,
yeah.
I don't want to judge her. I've got a weird background.
But yeah, my mum had like kids and she was married by the age of 23. And now I'm 24. I sort of like, I've done nothing with my life.
Ooh, do you feel that pressure, do you?
I do, yeah. Well, I'm just content with the fact that I'm not even thinking about kids till I'm at least 30. So,
I think that's the go, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I think we live more for ourselves now.
This generation, definitely.
Yeah, I think when my mum was about on the scene, it was very much like you just follow that order of things to do. Like you get someone, you get married, you have kids, you get like all that stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas we don't even think like that.
No.
We think sort our own shit out job-wise and have a good time, and then we'll think about that if it happens.
I reckon 30's a good age for all that as well. You know what I mean? Because I think our generation too, like it very much feels a bit like as soon as like, you know, something goes slightly wrong, we're a bit like, oh, I want to do something else.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but I think also that as a part of that, it's like, you know, we take our time trying lots and lots of different things, and it's nice to have that luxury to be able to do that.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, if you have a kid, you kind of, you need to just focus on that.
You're very bound as well. Like, I know, like, my lifestyle and what I want to achieve, if it's not going so great, like, sometimes, then I don't have to worry that I can't put food on the table for my kids, which I don't want. do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas my parents would have been going through the same thing and thought, oh shit, I've got no money to feed the kids. Can't put clothes on them because we've got no money.
But you're a musician. Couldn't you take the kids to gigs and they just eat whatever's backstage?
You could do, yeah.
You just have to organise a lot of gigs, like one every day.
Yeah.
At least one.
Yeah.
I'm pretty bad with pets and stuff, but I'm pretty sure kids, you got to at least feed them once a day.
I think you do, yeah. And it's the nappy chain, I don't know, between sound checks, what do you reckon?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you reckon it can work?
Definitely can work.
Yeah. Well, you used to look at the Osbournes. They used to go on the road all the time.
Yeah.
And what better role models than Uncle Lemmy?
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great to have you back on the show today, man.
It feels good already.
We're going to be jumping into a lot of stuff today, but this one's quite important. Up next, this is pretty outrageous. Hipsters, they've done it again. They've ruined a lot of things, but they've now ruined sex as well. Can you believe that? Proof, Eddie Brett, coming up next. Hipsters have ruined sex.
Ugh.
Yes, and we want to know what else we think hipsters have ruined. You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio. You can email hd@fubarradio.com. It's Tuesday Roundup.
The feds want to shift, man. Want to put me in the van. Want to strip a man. Fuck that, I
Carol in the Chippendale. Where the stripper male put me in the prison cell. Got me biting on my fingernails. Sitting in my hotel, listening to beats. My bedroom said that he's in a rave. Told me that I should reach. So I jumped in the shower, got ready quick. Pulled up in a taxi, text my bedroom, tell him I'm on the strip. I stepped in, went to the bar, made my order. I got my drink, I posted up in the darkest corner. This guy in front of me jumping around, I spilled my drink twice. But I really ain't trying to fight, really ain't trying to see no jail tonight. The feds wanna shift, man. Wanna put me in the van, wanna strip a man. Fuck that, I ain't in the Chippendale. Wanna strip a male, put me in the prison cell. Got me biting on my fingernails. Feds wanna shift, man. Wanna put me in the van, wanna strip a man. Fingernails. What the fuck? This pussy almost have been off his nut. In the cup, jumping around like a little slut. I pulled him up. Yo, you spilled my Hennessy out my cup. I'm still trying to run it up. It's like this guy really wants to scuff. Flexing like he had something on the waist. Push shorty out the way. Blow, punch him in the face. Made him shrunny dance. I made him rock away. We ran out of the dance. We could have got away, but we came back. Should have gone home and hit the sack. But he never hit me back. I was like, that's a wrap. Fuck that. Some pretty things to keep us company. Then the feds run up on me and put the cuffs on me. Would you know about four man in a cell? Couldn't sleep, spending pennies in a pissing well. See my cellmate, he's a shit as well. Sitting there just waiting to hear keys in the door. I'm trying to bust this case even if I gotta get on my knees in the court. Crazy.
Trust me, Dex.
Fucking hell, brother, man.
You actually got nicked.
Dickhead ting, fighting ting, fam. Look at my knuckle.
Fucking hell, what? Strip search, eh?
Fam, I'm not gonna lie, fam. Strip search, they made me lift up.
The feds wanna shift, man. Wanna put me in the van, wanna strip a man. Fuck that, I ain't a Chippendale. Wanna strip a male, put me in the prison cell. Got me biting on my fingernails. Feds wanna shift, man. Wanna put me in the van, wanna strip a man.
So what happened then? So what's the sentence now, bro? Well, man, I was just grumbling to the magistrates, man. Literally just begging for my life, brother.
You really gonna do that right now? Fine, I'ma fucking pull out the bazooka. I'ma blast your ass. You wish you never fucking did that.
Idiot, man. Shut your mouth.
You're fucking pussy, bro. You are a fuck. Yo,
pussy,
I'm a.
Bro, you're shut,
I swear,
you're
right now.
Shit over fucking the game, bro. Calm down.
Oh yeah, where'd you learn that one? Your fucking mother?
No, your blood clot baby mother.
Where you from?
London. No bass, bro.
You're a fucking scumbag.
I'm a scumbag.
Yeah, watch. Turn around. I'ma blast you in the face right now.
Bang. Bang. Bang.
Yeah, pussy. Pussy,
Dickhead.
You are. Okay. Okay.
Bro, show your location. Show your location. I won't come to your yard, man. Big man thing, I'll come to your yard.
That's Skepta, Crime Rhythm on Fubar. It's a Tuesday roundup. Here with you, and we have Eddie Brett.
Yes,
very
yes.
Lovely Eddie Brett filling in for Doc Brown today. Absolute pleasure having you back on the show. And we were just chatting about you, about your nan and how you took her and her fella on a date.
Yeah.
Today on your boat.
Today on my boat.
And you didn't know how old she was, and she just texted.
She just texted me to say she's 71.
Bless her.
Yeah, she's aged 10 years in one song.
That was a lot.
In one Skepta song. Yeah.
That was nice. That's the big shouts. What's your nana's name? Did you want to?
She's Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Nana Sue.
Nana Sue.
Big Cliff fan as well. So if Cliff's listening today, just...
Mine, guess what? Talking about having things in common, my nan, 92, yeah. Elizabeth, Betty to France, but you've got to be very, very close to call her Betty. Massive Cliff fan.
Really?
Yeah, massive Cliff fan. Look at that. They've got to hang out.
Yeah, they can go chill.
Next boat date.
Have you ever been to a Cliff Richard concert, though?
Not yet.
Oh, see, I have. So,
have you?
Trumped you, yeah.
You certainly have.
Went to his birthday this year at the Royal Albert Hall.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing. It was a moment.
Did you take Sue?
I did take Sue.
I was going to say, you're a piece of crap if you didn't.
She got told to sit down and she turned around and told the person to shut up.
Did she?
Yeah, don't step in the way of Sue at a Cliff Richard concert.
Nah, no way,
oh,
man.
Oh, no.
Oh, what a legend.
Yeah.
I love that about her. She's good. That's nice of you to take her out on a date like that.
Yeah, it was good fun.
Do you do that often?
Yeah, she's good fun. The great thing with a grandparent, I think, is that they don't worry about you as much as a parent, if that makes sense. They can, they sort of, they've been there, seen it, and they can enjoy it from afar, knowing that, like, you're not their responsibility.
Yeah.
So they can be like the little devil sometimes.
Yep. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's very... How would you feel though if you were were out on the date and then you decided, hang on, I'm not too sure about this guy, Sue, I'm worried.
Oh,
what would happen then?
I'd probably have a quiet word with him.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you push him over, maybe?
Yeah, you take his boat. Kick his walking stick over.
I think he's brave, man. I reckon hats off to him. If he's going out with his date's grandson on his boat.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of jeopardy in that situation.
Yeah, maybe it was all part of my plan to just chuck him in the river. Yeah. See you later. Yeah. No one would have known.
No. No one would have known. But oh well, brave. Good guy. What do you feel about So that's like a good example of a sweet date, taking your nan out. What do you reckon about a guy taking his he took his cat to prom? I was reading it in Metro today.
It's a bit sad, really.
Well, he apparently couldn't get a date.
Yeah,
guy in the States.
I'd rather go on my own. I don't like cats on the best of days.
No, I'm not a big cat guy either.
And you've got to adapt your whole night, evening around this cat, because obviously you can't. It's not like a kid where you can even just tell the kid to sit down. The cat's got its mind of its own, so it's just going to wander off and you're going to spend the rest of your night worrying about it. I'm not about that.
No, I don't know. Like, I've got a cat at my house. My flatmate, she has a cat, and it's fine. It's all right, but I just find that cats are a little needy.
Yeah.
They kind of just...
Well, they do their own thing until they want food.
Yeah. Or maybe this one's just especially needy. I don't know. It might be a little bit needy. No, it's nice enough. But, I mean, that's... it was a pretty interesting story. As I said, I was reading it in Metro earlier. So this dude literally just couldn't find any dates at all to take to prom. So he got his cat in a full on dress, like a prom dress, and took it as his date.
But
is that not a little bit stabby?
Well, I just think the fact that he's thought about that as an alternative explains the reason why he couldn't find a girl in the first place.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? That sums up the sort of person that nobody wants to go out with in the first place.
Yeah.
So if he was here, I don't know, what would we say to him?
I mean, everyone knows what happens on prom night.
Oh.
That poor cat.
Yeah.
Like a poor cat.
Yeah.
That ain't cool. Meow. That ain't cool at all. I reckon, there'd be a couple people, sure, that would be like, oh, that's so cute, isn't that sweet? But I reckon that's a bit murdery.
It's weird, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not about that.
Have
I ever been on a date with a cat?
Yeah. How did you know? Have you been reading my diary?
Yeah.
It's locked for a reason, bro. No, have you ever had a bit of a sad sob story? Been on a date? Maybe you had to go somewhere, maybe got stood up or something like that?
It's normally like make plans and then get dropped out at the last minute. That sometimes hurts. The worst date I ever went on, it wasn't even that bad. It's just we went to the cinema. We never met, we hadn't been out before. And you go on a date to a cinema and you come out, you drop her off home or whatever, and everyone's like, oh, how did it go? And you're sort of thinking, well, I don't know, really, because we just sat there and watched the film.
Mm.
Like, you can't communicate because you watch, and then it makes it even worse, because normally you can get a vibe if you like each other or not. Whereas this was, it was the worst case scenario, because we left thinking, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, never go to the cinema on a first date.
No, apparently you're not supposed to now anyway, are you? You're not supposed to go, hey, do you want to go out for dinner on a movie? You're not supposed to do that shit anymore.
Oh, okay.
Now you've got to be like, hey, my friend's got an exhibition, or you got to do something.
Artsy.
Yeah. Something annoying.
So that's good fun, because I did take a girl to the theatre the other day, and a few drinks beforehand and all that, interval, you can chat. So then you've got the show intervals to not speak, so it's not full on chatting all the time, but there's enough time to get a few drinks in there and speak in between. So by the time the show's finished, absolutely sloshed. And
that's a good idea, man. That's super smart as well. And then you've kind of had that time to kind of gently build that connection.
Yep. And
that's,
you can drink
smart
in the middle of the show, so you're getting more and more. It's nice, man.
That's a really good idea, man. Because I guess, if you go to see a movie with someone, it's like, hey, if you meet them there, you meet up with them, and then you just sit there and don't talk for 2 hours.
Yeah, it's a quick process between.
You come out and, what did you think? Oh, it was all right. It's good.
Yeah.
It's okay. Let's get pissed. You just need to get pissed. You need to just get it out of the
way. I think first dates, as much as you like to think there's a bit more romanticism to it, getting drunk really does aid the process. Because really people are a bit more honest than who they are when they've had a few to drink. They're a bit less edgy.
Yeah.
And you want that as soon as possible on the first encounter.
Yeah, 100%. Mm. How about this for a sad stop dating story? This is what I would have been maybe early 20s or something like that. But I was... had organised to go out on a date with this girl who basically cancelled on me like last minute. Right, oh, I'm sick, sorry, reschedule soon, something like that, And then I found out like a week later that she had gone out with one of my mates that she didn't know we were friends.
Okay.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Cold as ice.
Yeah.
Because he told me, he was like, oh, I went out with this chick, she's awesome, and I was like, oh, word. And he's like, look, I'll show you a photo of her, she's on my Facebook. And I was like, bitch.
Yeah.
I wasn't Facebook friends with her then. I just thought she was really hot and asked her out.
Mm.
She's like, sure, yeah. But then I think it was one of those things that maybe she just felt put on the spot. Yeah, I'll go out with you. Sure, here's my number. And then it was like, as soon as I left, she was like, vomit in my mouth.
Yeah.
Who was that? That girl with the beard was horrible. I'll never go out with her or him.
Did you see that? Do you watch Graham Norton show?
You
know the chair flipping thing? There was a story. And this woman was at a festival and she snogged this bloke and her phone didn't have any battery, neither did his. So she wrote his number on her back. No, she wrote her number on his back and then she got a phone call the next day saying, why is your phone number on my boyfriend's back? What I want to know is though, why was she facing? What were they doing in that tent?
I know exactly, yeah. Right. Yeah, prom date with a cat.
Oh yeah.
Meow. Damn. Oh, that's fucked up, isn't it? Hey, you can tweet us if you got any sad sops dating stories. You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio or email hd@fubarradio.com. And up next, we will get into those reasons why hipsters have ruined sex. Bloody bastards! They take everything from us. You're on FUBAR. It's a Tuesday roundup.
There's a radio silence going on.
Radio presents.
If you got on a plane,
yeah.
Right, if you sat on an aeroplane and the steward or stewardess walked down the aisle and went, just so you know, captain's a bit excitable today, there's a good chance we'll have a loop the loop before we've even left Heathrow airspace. No. How would you feel then? Would you feel relaxed?
Wouldn't really like a loop de loop.
No, you wouldn't like a loop de loop, would you not? So, in a sense, you're the captain. I mean, you're not. In title, you're the captain of this radio show.
Yeah.
I am creative consultant, and in order to do my job, I need the captain to be right, okay, steady as you go. I don't want there to be any risk of a loop de loop, right? That's what I don't want.
Every Monday. Ray Peacock. From 2 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
It's the Tuesday roundup. Hugh with ya, and we have Eddie Brett filling in for Doc Brown.
Yes, yes.
You just had a large coffee. You feeling good?
I did. Yeah, I'm buzzing. Woohoo!
Do you get the rush? I get the coffee rush.
Yeah, after a couple.
I get like one. I think I'm very susceptible to the coffee rush.
Oh yeah.
But I am from Melbourne, so when it comes to coffee, I get very, very snobby about it. And it's very hard to find a good coffee, which could be considered one trait of a hipster.
But I was going to say, as much as we're about to slag off hipsters, I think we'd both probably be put in that sort of bar chart with them.
Do you know what? I'm not even kidding you, because we are going to get into this in a second, but there's been a... I love BuzzFeed. I'm a big fan of BuzzFeed UK. I read it a lot, and there's a pretty funny thing about how 21 ways how hipsters have totally ruined sex. And then when I was reading it, I found myself, because I was at home, and I was kind of like, I was brushing my teeth, and then I kind of looked myself up and down, and I was like, shit, hang on, I just want to make sure I'm not wearing like shoes without socks and shit today. I don't want to go into the office talking about this.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I got, you know, I made sure I didn't do a man bun today as
well. You've got long hair, beard, I've got a beard and tattoos.
Deliberate.
Like Dr. Martens. We're in that wave of people, so I still, I think I grasp hold of my Essex life as well to sort of keep me too far of that hipster vibe, but
but that is definitely one trait that I'm fully aware of. Is the whole coffee snobbery,
right?
Definitely, because it's happened a few times here where I've gone and some I'm like, oh, what, take me for a coffee, and they're like, it's such good coffee here, and I'm like, it's really not. Is actually over-extracted, and the milk was slightly burnt. And that's why it tasted bitter, and I had to put sugar in my coffee. I shouldn't have to put sugar in my goddamn coffee.
Right.
All right? Okay, that's what I'm like.
Yeah.
Very funny about it. And then they're like, hipster, asshole, dickhead.
Yep.
Yes. All three. I'm sorry, yes.
And what do they think after the coffee incident?
That I'm a hipster, asshole, dickhead. It's exactly
banter.
Right.
Exactly. Bloody banter. See, I'm really not there. I just spoonful some stuff, add water, and then that's a bit of me.
Yeah, yeah. It's a simple life. How about this? This is talking about the simple life. I don't know how simple this is, actually. So this is this article. Do you reckon, just in case, because hipsters, I even noticed that we did get we got a tweet before from Simon tweeted us saying... someone's saying I'm not exactly sure what hipsters are.
Right.
So maybe we should kind of like really,
well,
just in case.
It's a derogatory term derived from other people that are probably hipsters.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's quite a broad phrase to just be horrible to someone.
Because I reckon in my mind, when I first encountered the whole hipster thing, was maybe sort of, I don't know, 7 or 8, 9 years ago or something like that. And from in my mind, it was someone who had like the really full-on mustache,
right?
Couple of sailor tattoos, rolled up chino pants to their ankles, no socks, sailing loafer shoes, that kind of thing, ride a fixed speed bike.
Yeah.
You play in a synth band, 5 or 6 people all play synth, and you organise organic crunk nights and work in multimedia. And you basically, or you only listen to indie music, and everything is mainstream, and you only like things that no one else is into.
Yeah.
Along the lines of that.
And you don't leave Shoreditch and Dalston and all them places.
No.
Until somewhere else shittier becomes happening, and then you push forward into there because Shoreditch's too mainstream now.
Yeah, exactly. It is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I think that's pretty spot on.
Okay, amazing. All right, cool. So this is like some of the list of ways that, according to BuzzFeed, that hipsters have totally ruined sex. First one, I'm pretty on board with. I have heard about this before because it's just like so messed up. But homemade natural wood dildos.
Okay.
What?
I mean
splinters.
They're recyclable.
Yep.
If you get cold, you can always burn them after. You can, like, if you're chucking away a kitchen table or something, you can find other uses for it. It just doesn't, not that I've got a vagina, but it doesn't look that comfortable.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
It also, I can just imagine like the sort of sensation that I can't imagine that's too desirable.
Another one is vintage lingerie. Because, you know, obviously a big trade of the hipster fashion items is thrift stores, is buying stuff from charity stores and stuff like that. So vintage lingerie. They coined it grandma sexy.
But I'm seeing that, and do you know what? You can go on Instagram now and see just as much of a woman that you would ever need to see for one day, and that looks quite appetising to me.
Really?
Just the whole, like, you've got to work for that. If someone come in the room wearing that, you're like, she's game, you know she is, but you're still not, you can't, you don't know what you got you're involved with yet, do you know what I mean? Right. So it's like a halfway house between... So I think that's kind of cool. But then again, like I said, I probably am a semi-hipster.
Yeah, or just really into older women.
After what we've been talking about earlier, I don't really want to go down that route.
No. Excuse the pun.
Yeah. The punt. A boat joke there.
They've also been making hipster condoms as well.
Yeah,
hipster condom wrappers, which is
with just slogans.
We deal with slogans with mustaches and one of them is it says "I love mustaches" on it.
Yeah,
I love a mustache. Again, all made out of like fully biodegradable materials.
Are they really?
And stuff like that, which I reckon is actually all right.
Yeah, but doesn't biodegradable work by just chemicals breaking it down? Like, would you not? Would it not start dissolving in the...
I really hope not.
Male, female.
Yeah, really hope not.
I nearly slipped up there.
Really, really hope not. Yeah. Really, really hope not. There is actually a whole huge list. You can go and read it on BuzzFeed.com.
Well, can we just mention the one more as well?
Oh, of course,
and that
yeah.
was the Foxtel anal probe.
Yeah.
Which, basically, if you haven't got the picture like I have in front of you, you stick it up your bum, and it looks like you've got a fox's tail.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah, really?
Because I think that's pretty cool.
What? Which one? The plug or the tail?
I would only ever... Like, you'd only see the tail, but
Yeah.
That certainly adds to the events.
Yeah.
I can't see how that would be a bad thing.
Hey, there was another one as well. They're not only body oil, but you can get hipster beard and body oil. So you can rub your hipster's beard and his body.
Well, there's the one thing that I've got to draw the line with this whole hipster thing is the hairy armpits and all that. And I'm just sort of thinking, wow, where are we getting involved with that?
It's el natural, man. It's el natural.
Yeah, that's a slippery slope.
What do you reckon about the detachable man buns? That was kind of, they surfaced, what, maybe 6 months ago or something like
that? Yeah, I think that's sad.
That's pretty wild, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm not
Does someone actually do that seriously, though?
I'm not too keen on blokes that spend too much time on their personal appearance. Mm. I just can't trust them.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same.
Because I think they'd be snaky in your day-to-day life, do you know what I mean?
How do you draw that conclusion?
Just, if you care that much about your presence...
Yeah.
Then I just hate to think what else you get up to in your day-to-day life.
Mm. I find it a bit full-on as well.
Mm.
I mean, I understand it's important, like, you need to have some sense of personal hygiene.
Yeah, and
but if
I'm
you
not...
spend that much time, like, more time... Because obviously females go to... not every female, but a lot of females go to a lot of trouble. And it takes them a while. They want to wash their hair. They want to do certain things with makeup and stuff like that. And that's a process that takes time. Totally get that. But there's a lot of guys now, and this is a well-known fact, that will spend more time getting ready than their girlfriends at home.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's just like... I mean, even for me, like, yeah, I do put my hair in a bun sometimes, but it's only because I look like some creepy 80s sex offender if I tie my hair back in a ponytail. So it's like I don't really have a choice. If I want to tie my hair up, it's either bun or a sexually aggressive 80s businessman, which I don't want.
You don't want that.
I don't want that. No. I would rather be a hipster than be that.
Okay.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime
yeah,
at all.
Yeah.
So, hey, but we want to know. You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio, or you can email hd@fubarradio.com. If hipsters are ruining sex, what else have they ruined for you? What else have they ruined?
They certainly put the house prices up in East London, that's for sure.
Yeah,
so that,
yeah.
That's not great. But they have improved the pubs and stuff because people go to them now, so there's that.
Yeah, they did. They definitely did ruin the house prices, didn't they, a lot of them?
Yeah, they're bloody hipsters.
It is, because the hipsters move there, and then the people, the young professionals that want to be associated with that move to those areas, and the gentrification process just keeps going.
Yeah, and before you know it, you're living in Braintree.
Ha ha ha. We want to hear from you. Get in touch, and we'll get your stories up very, very soon on FUBAR. It's a Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Eddie Brett with you.
It's hard to think of things that they've ruined. I can only see the wealth of good.
All right, having some problems with the computer here. Nothing is firing off. Let's give this a crack.
FUBAR Radio presents Joey
Page. I'm really worried about Donald Trump.
Yeah, why is that?
Because I think that he's going to accidentally end up being the president.
Here we go. Donald J. Trump. Hashtag make America great again. 8 million followers.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
We could do the bloody retweet from him, couldn't we? What shall I tweet him?
We here at FUBAR Radio think you're a monster. What have you got to say for yourself? And then put brackets. DJ Joey Page once had a dump in your tower. Because I did. I went in there for a shit.
Oh, wow. That's the way to stop it, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, block up
Trump Towers.
Dump towers.
Lovely.
Like.
Every Wednesday. Joey Page. From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Hey, it's Sean Paul alongside the man them called Jason. If you the girl them, telling them again what we tell them.
Pass me a drink to the left, yeah. Said her name was Delilah, and I'm like, you should come my way. Yeah. I already surrender. Damn good, that body's fire. You gon' remember my name.
Just let me eat it, you know me not quit it. Under the hell like I see and did it. Me not want them, I watch me like Sin City. Full time you run the thing, me talk legit. If you don't come, give me that, would I be a pity. My girl, come me down, want see something me want in the life and then waste time. Are you with me free every day, baby? Full time when you're there for me, mind.
Jay Sean, You Make My Love Go featuring Sean Paul on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Eddie Brett with you. Eddie filling in for Doc Brown. We've been talking about sad dating life stories. Like, so here, on a positive note, Eddie was very nice and took his Nan Sue out for a date on his boat today, which was lovely. But on a sad note, a guy in America couldn't get a date and took his cat as his prom date, which is pretty messed up. Whatever, no matter what your opinion is of that, it's sad. It can't be, you know. If it's cute, it's weird.
Yeah.
And you're weird if you think it's cute. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, we're still going with that. I don't think we're going to budge.
Really?
No.
Good. Thanks for your support, Eddie.
That's all right.
Oh man, I've been single for a while now. I mean, I have seen a sort of dated people here and there, but all in all, like, haven't been in like a serious relationship since I split up with my ex-fiance like 5 years ago or something like that.
Wow, is that through personal choice or it's just not happened?
Yeah, I guess.
Let's get into the dark world of you.
Yeah, dig as deep as you want, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Dig as deep as you want, as long as it's only above surface.
Okay, so has there been any serious connections since then that you sort of thought, well, maybe this could be the next thing for
me? Don't know. I guess not, or I wouldn't be single right now.
Yeah, but it might not have been your decision.
This is true.
Do you know what I mean?
In the back-to-back sad, bizarre story that is my love life.
Yeah. Because I tell you, I come from, I went to a theatre college, so I know a lot of, like, theatre girls.
Right.
And absolutely stunning, incredible bodies, and they're very outgoing. So as far as, like, sexual intercourse goes, they're quite free-loving characters. And it's been a few times where you indulge in certain activities, and then after you're thinking, oh, like, she's actually a wicked girl, we really get on, we've just done that, and it's like, this could be going somewhere. And then you don't get response from them again, if that makes sense. And that's quite a strange thing for a bloke, because normally it happens the other way around, where you go out, you meet a girl, and then you just swerve it off.
Yeah.
But for it to happen the other way, you sort of feel a bit like, I don't know, just a bit, oh man, I didn't know girls could do that. So that's happened to me a couple of times. Yeah. And it's hard.
Oh, look at that. Getting emotional here. Getting totes of mosh.
No, I've just opened up.
Yeah, oh, you have. Yeah, that's good.
Let you into a little anecdote of my life.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think over the years, I mean, maybe this is a bit of a normal thing, but if I have met someone that's something like, oh, blow my mind, I just won't go near them.
What, just you don't want to hurt yourself?
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
And I must admit, like, where I go out to faces and that in Essex, the girls are, they're quite, like, full-on, like, as far as aesthetics go. Like, they take a lot of pride in their, well, I don't know if it's pride or just, I don't know, but it's always, like, fake tans, big boobs and eyelashes everywhere, hair and all that, and I find them really intimidating to the point that I would never go and speak to a girl, just because you feel like she's got the power to mug you off in front of everyone.
Yeah.
And I'd rather just not put myself in that position, so I just wait for the person who gets proper drunk at the end of the night and say, like, we're both here, do you know what I mean?
We've been asking you guys for your sad stop dating stories. You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio, email hdfubarradio.com. We had one from Kevin come in, says, hey, Hugh and Eddie, the saddest thing I've ever done in my dating life was I made up a girlfriend. After my ex broke up with me, I bumped into her randomly. She asked how I was, what's news, blah, blah, blah. I lied and said, yes, I'm great, met someone amazing, we're going on holiday together. I spent the next 2 weeks sulking in my flat. I like that. Made up. How about that? Made up his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
No.
No.
That's a bit, you're just digging your own grave in that one, aren't you?
Yeah. Definitely. I did that. I was on, what is that, dodgy dating show, a dinner date a while ago. And then afterwards they were like, hey, so are you seeing anyone? Like, you know, they do this like a final thing at the end of the show.
You was on dinner date?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then I said, yeah, I am, but I lied. I wasn't really.
you can't just skip past that easily. So what did you cook?
Oh, man. I made spanakopita butter for entree, which is spinach and feta parcels.
Oh, nice. So you was, so it was the girl, and you was one of the three men.
Yeah.
And did she pick you for the final?
No.
Oh, man. No, so you got the little microwave meal.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cold as ice. And then at the end of it, they asked you, so are you seeing anyone? And I said, yep.
Oh, right, because you didn't want to be that huge, still single 5 years down the line.
Even though it was two. 5 years down the line, still single.
Oh, man.
That's pretty sad.
I knew someone else on it, and he was the guy that goes to three girls and then picks. And one of the girls is Irish, and she got out the bottle of Jameson's after.
Oh.
So it'd been there for quite a while, obviously, filming. Like, how long was they filming yours?
Hours and hours.
So they're filming this hours and hours and doing a shot, like, every other, 10 minutes? Because like we said earlier, when you're a first date, you want to have a couple of drinks.
Definitely.
But by the end of it, it was absolutely sloshed.
Yeah.
And he's on that television acting like a creep. But it was really funny. And then, yeah, he really liked her. He picked her, and then I don't think she was all that interested.
No,
it doesn't have happy endings, this dinner date lock.
No, it doesn't really. I don't think anyone's ever really properly linked up after, have they?
Well, maybe they have, maybe they haven't.
Mm.
There'll probably be like a program like Dinner Date 10 years later.
Yeah.
I like that. What's the... No likey, no lighty.
And when they
do like the after program and you get to hear what actually happens, because that's pretty funny.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Just another link in my sad dating life, Eddie.
Link.
We had another tweet coming from Oliver saying, "Hey, guys, the saddest moment in my dating life is just my dating life. Cue sad music."
Oh, man.
Fortunately, we can do that. Poor Oliver. That's just such a terrible story.
But I just want to say, Oliver, that... Oh, carry on with the...
Please.
You haven't found the right woman yet, because you wasn't supposed to.
Or cat.
Somewhere out there, there's someone for everyone. It's just a matter of chance and finding them.
You need to go to the right places. Maybe like the animal, the animal sanctuary, but where they keep all the lost cats.
Yeah, the NSPCC.
There you go, man. Animal sanctuary.
And even Battersea Dogs. It's now Dogs and Cat Home. So,
oh, really?
If you're based in London, you can try that one as well.
Yeah,
full of pussy.
Yeah,
I'm surprised we haven't chucked that in there yet.
I know, we really
we've been talking
to.
About cats in dating terms and no one had yet, so I thought I'd lower myself to it.
Oh, that's good. And let's lower it even further. Let's talk about kids swearing on national TV this morning.
Yeah.
All right, that's coming up next. If you're not aware of this story yet, Katie Price's son, he has done something absolutely amazing. We're super proud of him. He's basically stood up for every guy out there that's ever been picked on and just given a big fuck you. It's pretty incredible. Going to get into that right after the Vines on FUBAR. So
yes,
go round
yes,
up.
FUBAR.
Tuesday roundup, Hugh and Eddie Brett with you. Eddie Brett filling in for Doc Brown. And we're moving on from sad sops, dating stories, to stories of triumph.
Yes, man.
Stories of glory.
Every now and then a story feeds through that is of national significance.
Yep.
One of them things that you can't help but just tell someone the minute you see them. A moment of brilliance. And Harvey Price takes the trophy today.
What a guy.
And the story is basically he was being interviewed on the Loose Women. And because Katie Price has sort of been doing a lot of self-promotion via the aid of her disabled child by his internet trolling. And she wants to put a stop to it in her sort of self-promoting way. And whilst doing this on Loose Women, she asked him, well, we're going to cue it now. You can use it for your own ears.
Yeah, because what they're asking him, what do you say to bullies? Is that what they say?
Yeah, well, you'll hear it all in the thing. Oh, I don't want to take any shine away from him.
Amazing,
it's,
check it out.
It's this a is beautiful from, moment.
Check it out.
Something horrible to you. What do you think?
Say hello.
You say hello?
Yeah.
If someone says something horrible to Harvey, what does Harvey say?
Hello, Nico.
Harvey.
It's just magical.
It's, I love it. It's kind of really polite.
He is.
But he gets the point across.
Because he was thinking, Mum, he knew he shouldn't say it because he had a test run and she was prizing and he went, what, you really want me to say? And then boom.
Yeah,
magic
he dropped
happened.
A C-bomb.
He there dropped the C-bomb on ITV at, what, 12 a.m?
That's so amazing.
He's got to be the first person to ever do that, right?
100%.
It's 100%.
So yeah. I mean, I don't know. I kind of think like hopefully it's going to go from, you know, it's horrible that he's been, and for anyone that has to go through internet trolling is horrible, but if he's gone through that, hopefully now from this people can, people just going to be championing the guy.
Yeah,
because that is just
it's
amazing.
Triumphant. It'll be the thing of you can't take the mick out of Harvey because he's a legend.
He's
it'll
a legend.
It'll be that scenario. Mm. So yeah, it's an amazing bit of publicity, really.
Yeah.
He's just standing up on his 2 feet and saying, no, this is what I think.
But he's polite, too.
He is.
He said, hey, first.
He said,
you know what I mean? He said, hey, first.
Yeah.
And then he just pointed out what you are.
Yeah.
You are actually being one.
Signed, sealed, and delivered, my friend.
Oh, it's such a good story. I love that. It's and I guess that's the whole thing of, with live TV as well. Like, you know, stuff can go tits up from time to time, for sure. 100%. But that's just... Oh, especially because they were literally getting him on to talk about internet trolling, and then you've just got to
it's the innocence.
Let him go.
You can't blame him because he's just innocent. He probably doesn't know how much that word sort of dominates an adult lifestyle, how much we hold it in sort of value. So, yeah, he smashed it. But I think you've got to be asking the questions how he knows of such words.
Right?
So, yeah.
You know, surely Katie Price has never used a word like that in her life.
No,
surely.
No.
Peter Andre.
Yeah.
No, way too clean cut.
Oh, yeah.
No, way.
No. There was no C-bombs in Mysterious Girl, let me tell you that much.
No, there certainly was
no explicit lyrical content stamped on that front page.
Not at all.
But, yeah, because that show is all about them sort of saying how self-righteous they are and saying how wrong everyone else has got it. So it's quite funny that your child can just go on it and drop such a boom.
Love it. Hats off.
Yeah, I'm exhausted by laughing so much
at that.
It's
so good.
It's so good.
Brilliant.
And there's, you know, the fug means when it goes fug like.
Oh, 100%.
They're just dropping all over the internet.
Yeah.
It's going into shutdown. It's amazing.
I think we need to hear it again.
Yeah.
Listen to this. I'm a Harvey Price.
Something horrible to you. What do you think?
Say hello?
Yeah. If someone says something horrible to Harvey, what does Harvey say?
Hello,
Ethan.
Harvey.
Oh, man. I love him so much. Oh, he's just so honest.
He is, yeah.
So honest.
Yeah.
What do you say to bullies?
Hello, you cunt. Yeah.
What do you say?
Yeah, I don't know. Usually, do you know my brother? Is that usually works? And then just run off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
That now everyone knows.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I just love it. I just love it. So he's just so nice about it.
I think I'd be quite excited the book deal for Harvey's like guidebook to life.
Yeah.
So what do you think about this scenario? I think it's the start of a steady career for him.
Yeah, it is. It is. Hats off. I'm just so proud of him.
Well done, mate.
Hats off. Hey, talking about getting bullied, I got bullied on Friday.
Did you?
I got pranked here at FUBAR. Absolute workplace bullying. 100%.
Fill me in what happened.
Well, mate, I will play it for you up next. You can hear, but I got pranked 13 times for Friday the 13th on the Friday show I do here with Michael Payne. Bullying. Workplace bullying. I don't know. I'll play it to you, and then you can decide if maybe I should take this further.
Yeah, cool.
Because I will. I'll speak to the boss. I don't know. Maybe. Actually, no, they're all in on it. There's nowhere to go.
Right.
I'll just complain to you.
Yeah. Well, I'm all ears.
My man, it's coming up next on FUBAR. Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Eddie with you.
Maybe we can make it all right. We can make it better sometime. Maybe we can make it happen, baby. We could keep trying, but keep trying, but things will never change. But I don't look back.
Sammy Porter and Asher Ray. Look back, the name of that one on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Eddie Brett with you. Eddie filling in for Doc Brown. Hey, actually, a little while ago, we had a trio called the Jermaine Sisters from Australia. They're really, really, really amazing. They're actually heading back to the UK shortly. They're going to be promoting the release, a digital release of their new tune, 100 Days. And they're going to be doing a showcase on Tuesday, 7th of June at the Lock Tavern. And then they're heading off to Isle of Wight Festival to play at the Big Top on Saturday 11th of June. You've been to Isle of Wight Festival, haven't you?
Yeah, we've done a few gigs there.
With the Lovable Rogues,
with the Lovable Rogues, indeed. Yeah, it's awesome.
How was it?
Yeah, the Isle of Wight's like a magical place, because in the sun, you forget how like close you are to England. It's like its own little tropical paradise, because it's all sort of laid out with the sea in mind, and it's beautiful.
Oh man, jealous. I haven't been there yet. I want to go.
Well, I'd recommend it.
Well, I'm going to try to get down there, definitely, and I'm definitely going to go and check out the Jermaine Sisters again, the London Showcase, 7th of June at the Lock Tavern. And you do keep an ear out for 100 Days. It's another very, very catchy tune. And yes, big fans. I'm looking forward to catching up with them. Jermaine Sisters.
FUBAR Radio presents
Hayden and Sylvester Incorporated.
Have you never had anyone call you a papaya? Little papaya before?
That's okay for a woman's fufu. Can we talk to your little papaya later? Not talk to it, because I don't think you want to do that.
But it depends who said
hello.
Hello, Natalie.
Would you do one the pleasure of showing me your little papaya?
I think it's better than
I think it's good.
Just watch it. Observe.
You're just getting in the viewing of your little papaya.
I don't think there's much fun just to look at papayas, really.
No, I don't.
Not massively.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday.
Hayden and Sylvester Incorporated.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, Payne and Sylvester. I also do a Friday show here with Michael Payne called The Friday Social, 1 till 4. And I was the victim of workplace bullying on Friday. Before we get into it, though, we need to hear Harvey Price, what he says to bullies. One more time. Said live on Loose Women on ITV this morning.
Something horrible to you. What do you think?
Say hello?
Yeah. If someone says something horrible to Harvey, what does Harvey say?
Hello,
Harvey. Okay.
Every time. I love him so much. He's so good. Actually, if you want to see a super, super creepy face swap, Eddie's just posted on his Snapchat. Did you?
I put it up and then I was unsure about it. I don't know.
Why? Come on. If you can do it on ITV, surely you can do it on your Snapchat.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, I'll take that back. Scrap everything. But I was a victim of workplace bullying on Friday. To help me explain what happened, we've got Adam Johnson, for one of the producers, and also does Spoiler Alert show here at FUBAR. So I would like to, as a victim of bullying myself, I would just like to say hello, cunt.
Well, hello, cunt, to you too.
Why?
Because you have been pranking us for 12 months. You've been here for a year and a bit, and you've been pranking us relentlessly.
Okay, can I just say, it's not true. I did one prank. Everything else was just everyday normal radio content.
No.
One prank I did was on April the 13th, because you guys pranked me first.
Right. Boobgate. Do you remember Boobgate?
Yeah, of course I remember. I love Boobgate. Explain to Eddie what Boobgate was.
So Boobgate happened to myself when one day me and head of production Natalie was outside. We was outside just chatting. We went and came back in, and I went to go open up the door, but I accidentally grabbed her boob by mistake.
Nice. Boobgate. Yeah, you're sticking to that story as well.
Yeah. Thank you.
I might accidentally not grab the door later as well.
But I love the door handles around the office do suspiciously look like Nat's breast. You've just got to watch out. I think she does it deliberately.
And I always use both hands when I open doors.
Do you?
Yeah.
I usually gently nibble them open. And Nat just turns around and leaves. Sorry, Nat. That was horrible. That was terrible. God.
What is wrong?
Okay, Adam, right. So there was Boobgate.
So it was Boobgate, and then Nat told you, and then you came up to me in the corridor and went, Adam, Nat's really pissed off with you. What's going on, like, between you and Nat? Like, and then you secretly recorded our conversation.
Yeah, I did. It's true.
About me accidentally touching Natalie's breasticles.
Breasticles. Well, I just wanted to support Natalie as my boss and a colleague and a friend.
Yeah.
She went through something traumatising.
I'll high five to that.
Thank you, Eddie. Yeah, she went through something traumatising, and I wanted her to know that I had her. She had my full support by me secretly recording you and trying to, like, lull you into a false sense of security and admitting what you did.
And what was you like in this? Was that,
I'm so sorry, I'm sorry.
Did he cry? He did. I cried.
I think I was just crying because I just touched a boob.
Yeah, well, there might have been that as well. Yeah. Is that the first boob you've touched, by the way?
No.
Really?
Oh, here we go. Was there another door?
The second one. I'm moving on from that.
Yeah, come on. The second boob.
The second boob.
The boobs are far more interesting than anything else.
We're reliving Boobgate all over again. I can't anywhere.
Right, the second prank you pulled was on Michael Payne.
What?
You wrote on a tablet in the Shilly Beers Bar and Grill next door in permanent marker, and you went in there the next day and said, I'm really sorry, I wrote that, my name is Michael Payne.
I can't remember
what you actually wrote on that placemat.
I think I changed it to reserved for balls or something really 5-year old childish, and it turned out it was on the reserve sign, but it was in permanent marker. So because I do like a quiz night thing next door at the Shilly Beers thing. So every Thursday, so I had to go and admit. I was like, sorry guys, I did it. I'm the baddie. And they were like, oh, I didn't actually work there then. And they were like, oh, that's all right. And I was like, look, do you want me? I'll take my name and you can tell the owner if you need a bit of, you know, any repercussions. And they're like, yeah, what's your name? I was like, Michael Payne. And recorded it again and then played it to Michael. So yeah, alright, give me that one. That's two.
Number three.
Yep.
Tame Impala.
Yeah, it wasn't a prank, that was real.
Oh, fuck you.
Tell Eddie, hello, tell Eddie. Yeah, like, tell Eddie, tell him.
So on April the 1st, you bowled in saying, I think I've got an interview with someone from Tame Impala.
Kevin Parker, yeah.
What's Tame Impala for those?
It's a band.
Okay.
Oh, you don't know Tame Impala?
No.
Oh, they're a really big band.
It's like hairdressers or something.
Sounds like it, doesn't it? Yeah. No, they're a really big band. Well, everybody here.
They could have been bigger if they didn't have such a silly name.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I've been saying for years. But they're actually an Australian band, and they just won a Grammy. Like, they're a big band, massive band, right? And everyone here at FUBAR are really big Tame Impala fans, including, you know, a lot of presenters and all the behind-the-scenes crew and all the production teams. Everyone's massive fans. So they had pranked me because what had happened is producer Natalie, she had emailed me saying, why don't you do a prank on Michael Payne on Friday? And I was like, oh, that's a bit mean. So I called him up and was like, hey, man, just letting you know that Natalie said I should prank you. I think that's a bit mean. How about we prank her? It's payback. And he was like, well, actually, I've actually got you on speaker right now. You're live on the radio. We all busted. Woo! And they're like, prank you, Hugh. Pranked you. So they kind of called my bluff. And Natalie was here on air with them as well. So, yeah. I decided to get them back
by faking a call from Kevin Parker from Tame Impala.
Yeah, I got one of my friend George to pretend to be Kevin Parker,
and we believed it.
Everyone believed it.
We all fell for it. Hook, line, sinker.
Nice. Yeah.
For 15 minutes, he was on the phone.
very detailed interview.
Michael was going into some like really deep questions about places they've performed, the songs they've performed, and nice.
Yeah.
Georgie. So we decided to get our own back. We thought it's only fair that me and the rest of the guys here get our own back.
They did, so they pranked me on Friday.
And this is what happened.
For Friday the 13th, 13 pranks, check it out. Hey, where's Jacob? I asked for a coffee without sugar.
And he gave you lemonade.
And there was like five sugars in there.
I wonder how some people never know. The enemy could be the partying. I'm now a hooligan. I rock the party.
Sorry about that, guys. We had a bit of technical difficulty with the computer there.
Just that sorted. It sorted itself out.
His seventh photo on Instagram is going to be sad face. What is going on? There is some weird Friday the 13th stuff going on here today.
That was very weird.
A button just pushed itself, and we've had a song crap out. There's some weird stuff going on.
We love feedback.
This is nice. Michael Payne, you're a fucking don. Not sure about the Aussie dude with you, though.
I was quite surprised, but, you know how it goes.
I mean...
No, wait, Michael Payne! I'm a huge football fan. I'm going to have to go.
What the hell just happened there? Bruce the Spanner. Friday the 13th. I swear to God, shit is going so weird today.
I've got a burning question. We've been told I'm paying a death, but you sound like you don't really mind mentioning this guy. But is it, are the rumours true that you're related to Picasso?
I don't talk about this. I told them, my people say, your people, we don't talk about this. You want to continue? I'm going to sue you, yeah?
No, not at all.
Of course you don't. So, well, you aren't going to like it, are you?
In the slightest.
Go on, get out.
Okay.
That is Manson. Being a girl there on FUBAR. That was so weird. It's Friday the 13th, and we're having such a weird show. Again, all by itself, a Friday the 13th like theme music from the actual song just fired itself off. I'm not even kidding you. I was looking at that going, something's in the computer is wigging out today, and it was the Friday the 13th music. I know we dick around a lot on this show, but that actually just happened. It's happened two or three times.
Because you say we dick around, but we usually means you.
It does.
To be perfectly honest.
I know, and that's really, really true.
For the last 3 hours,
we totally got you.
On FUBAR Radio.
Yes, they had pranked me by messing with my coffee.
Yep.
Deliberately?
Yeah, we made a fake guest, which was the best one.
That was so amazing. They actually came up with a fake guest called Anton Vitini or something, who was Antini and...
Santini,
I beg your pardon. And he was putting on a... He was a French artist doing stuff on exhibition on stationery at Box Park, doing a launch down there, and he was related to Picasso, but we were not allowed to mention it at all. And this dude was so weird, and it was just like someone doing an impersonation. And then Michael Payne was like, "So, you seem like you have a lot of similarities to like Picasso." And I was like, "Dude, shut up! We can't mention it. We can't mention it. Like, if you're going to interview someone and they have strict instructions, you can't mention something. You don't do it. You know what I mean?"
Right.
And then he threatened to sue us, and I was just into damage control. I was like, "Oh shit, this is bad. This is really bad."
What else did we do? The guest, when Michael Payne was doing his Bruce the Spanner call, we got someone to recognise him.
Mm.
That was quite funny.
Mm. I must admit, though, from what I'm hearing, Boobgate is a lot better.
Thank you.
Do you know what I mean? I think you're still
yes.
You're in charge of the pranks at the moment.
Yeah, my man!
You tried extremely hard, but...
I mean... This is just one battle. The war is not finished. Right. The war is not over.
I thought it was, but I can keep going. That's fine. I'll keep going.
Okay.
There's a challenge.
Challenge accepted.
Lay the gauntlet down, son.
Yeah.
Yes.
With your pistols at dawn.
Yes, 100%. 100%. there you go. Internet, that was trolling.
Yeah.
A live trolling to my face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deserved, though. Deserved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Hello,
cunt. Hey, coming up next, we want to Train Spotting 2. It's in production, but nobody knows anything about it yet. So we want to know. We want to hear from you. What do you think could be a potential storyline? How do you think this can go? Because if you think about it, when it ends with Mark Renton walking off into the sunset with a bag full of cash, and then you see the rest of the guys trash in a hotel room, all about to go to jail. What happens then? What happens next? We want to get some alternative endings from you. You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com. And then Eddie and I have also got a little bit of a challenge. Are you very familiar with Scottish Gaelic swear words?
I can't say that I am, no.
We're about to get that way, my friend.
Okay.
It's coming up next on FUBAR. Here's Katie B with Jamie Jones and Kate Simcoe, Dark Delirium, the name of this one on FUBAR.
You had away from it all. Mine's gone crazy. I run whenever you call. Try stopping, I'm not able. I think I'm feeling the fall. You can't save me. Now it's taken hold.
You're on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday roundup. Hugh and Eddie Brett with you. Eddie filling in for Doc Brown, who is off filming stuff again.
Oh,
Doc.
Nice.
He's always off filming stuff.
Yeah, well, you snooze, you lose, and in pops Eddie Brett.
Bang!
Oh, yeah.
Hello. What you know about that? What you know about that?
Yeah.
Hey, are you a big train spotting guy?
I've watched it back in the day, so the sort of things that spring to mind is just the toilet scene where he goes swimming.
Amazing. I've watched it again recently. I can't remember what channel was on. It was on maybe the Big Film channel or something like that.
Yeah.
It's just such a good film.
And you know the thing with me, like...
I love it.
As far as like heroin goes, I'd never try it because I'm too scared. But these films always sort of make it look quite enticing, do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I guess that's one of the big things is that it kind of deglorified a bit.
Well, at the end, that's the thing with most films or books. You read it and it makes it sound wicked and then and then by the end of it, you're like, oh, maybe not tonight.
Everyone dies of like, you know, toxoplasmosis.
Yeah.
Some shit, dying from cat poo or something like that.
Yeah, but I mean, it must, the fact that people keep doing it, like, yeah,
it's better than sex, Lance.
It's
give
crazy.
Us a shot.
Yes, it's
oh,
one.
It's better than sex.
It's one sensation I'll never know.
Well, maybe I don't know. Maybe you could just do it when you're like 90.
Maybe
sit there, then sit there in a rocking chair out the front and just shoot up.
Yeah,
give it a crack.
Just see the colours. Listen, stick Cliff on and just go.
You got a boat, you can just sail out.
That's true, man.
Because
the other thing's rock and roller. Like, that geezer's so cool, man.
Yeah.
And, So, but it's not good, kids.
No, it's not. I don't even like any blood tests and stuff like that. I just don't like having needles in my arms. Like, it just irks me, so I don't know.
And the whole belt thing, it's got to be another way to live. Come on, man.
Yeah, choose life.
Yeah.
Choose.
Do you know what used to happen back in the day when I was reading Keith Richards' biography?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, during the 60s and that, all the drugs were coming to light for the first time, so the NHS was sort of taking it on board as something that they have to treat, and they didn't want people to be addicted to heroin because they knew how bad it was, so they would... prescribe half heroin and half cocaine to wean people off.
Oh.
So you could go to the chemist and say he was like addicted to heroin, and they'd give you like a half portion to try and wean you off. But what happened then is they used to crack it in half, they'd sell the cocaine to buy more heroin.
Yeah.
So it didn't really work that well.
No. I couldn't imagine giving someone coke to get off heroin would be super effective.
Yeah, but imagine that time in the 50s, 60s where all these drugs, no one knows what they are. Like the police didn't know, the health critics didn't know, so they've just got to roll with the punches and try and sort of sort it out as they're learning about it.
Cigarettes give you confidence. Have some opium.
Say, sort your chesty cough out with a cigarette and stuff like that. It's mental.
Isn't that crazy, man?
Yeah.
Oh, man. But I've transferred. I'm a massive, massive fan. So I know it's been in production for a little bit. And I was just reading up today that, because they pretty much confirmed the whole original cast. So there was Sick Boy, who Johnny Lee Miller plays Sick Boy in the original Trainspotting. He's apparently been spotted back on set shooting in Edinburgh. And also Ewan McGregor, he's coming back as Rance. Sick, man. Like, I'm a massive, massive fan. I have no idea what's actually happening sort of storyline-wise. But where do you go? Like, if they've got the whole cast back together...
Yep. Well, it's going to be like a gritty sort of subject matter again, surely. So maybe they'll get Harvey Price involved somewhere.
Ah, my man. Yeah. Do we need to hear that again?
No, I think it's...
What do we do?
I don't think you can ever hear it enough, to be honest.
I don't think we can either. Just quickly, side note, Harvey Price, Katie Price's son, asked what he thought of... what he says to bullies on ITV Loose Women today. Check out what he said.
I think horrible to you. What do you think?
Hello.
Say hello?
Yeah.
If someone says something horrible to Harvey, what does Harvey say?
Hello, you
Harvey. Okay,
it's the gift that keeps giving.
It really is. And it's about to be the gift that keeps giving. I tell you what, man, that's going to break the internet today. Harry Styles' hair is going to be bumped down
I
a
saw
second.
It. Yeah,
bumped
yeah. He looks very handsome, I must
it
say.
Does.
Yeah, it looks like he's got a good old scrub and wash and just sorted himself out.
Mm. Actually, it was weird. I saw the guy that actually first posted the photo. He's a friend of mine. A guy I used to work on radio with back in Australia.
Okay,
he's
name dropping. Here we go.
No, I was surprised to see that a guy from Australia had somehow... was the first person to get a photo of Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Was like, yeah.
But he's in that hairdressing band, right?
He's in the hairdressing band?
Yeah, the parlour.
No, the parlour one? You are really, really good. You're so good with your Aussie names and band.
It's still up there. I'm just remembering. Like an elephant.
You are.
In more ways than one.
Which is a Tame Impala song?
Is it really?
Yeah.
And I knew that, which is why I sort of incorporated it.
Trainspotting 2. So I found, I don't know how savvy you are with your Scottish Gaelic swear words.
Not at all.
But I thought we could have a little crack at some here, just purely out of...
Yeah.
Out of honouring Trainspotting 2, currently in production. So I found this here. I have no idea how to pronounce these, so it might come across pretty shite.
Right.
But I thought we could have a little crack.
Well, if it comes out wee shite, it would be Kakan.
There you go.
Kakan.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's nice. I like the. That's the thing with the C bomb. It's the K. That's what makes it so cut through. So Kakan.
Yeah. Well, guess what?
And that means wee shite.
So this is great. We can just let's just swear at each other in Scottish Gaelic for a little bit, Eddie Brett. So how about Grak Piast the Kak? All right, I just called you a stupid piece of shit.
Oh, no, come on, man.
That's what, hey.
Fal di rich fin. I mean, just go fuck yourself.
Hey, Eddie, come on, man. That was too far. You're just being a tolophon, you asshole.
Clag di rich Belen.
Eddie Brett, that was too much. All right, I think we should move on. Just kidding. Doing gob. Shut the fuck up.
Fanada belichin. And now this one I need help with because it says fanny balls, and I'm not sure I've even come across that as an English swear word.
No.
Can you help me with that?
Fanny balls.
Fanny balls, as in B-A-W-S.
Oh.
Balls.
That's even weirder than fanny balls.
Yeah, fanny balls. It sounds like an evil vagina with teeth and stuff.
It does. Yeah,
so
fanny.
Maybe it's what you get up in the Highlands.
Yeah, you probably do.
Stay away from her because she's got them fanny balls.
Yeah, is that like a witch that lives in some village?
Yeah, man.
That, yeah, all the young tourist men that go in there never return out. But, you know, I guess that's just what happens sometimes when you're a Mac Nagala, son of a bitch.
Blackhead. Bastard.
Yeah? Well, this one's a little bit long. You know, like sometimes you hear... maybe a word in Mandarin, or you hear someone speaking in Mandarin, and they were speaking Mandarin for about 30 seconds, and they've just said, hello.
Right.
This one's a little bit like that. This one. Tag nam gangsta ort.
See, I actually know what that means.
What does it mean?
Because the girl, she sucked mine once.
She sucked your tag nam gangsta ort?
She did, yeah.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Well, she was trying to tell you to fuck off in Scottish Gaelic.
Oh, was that not the cock one? Because I was thinking the same thing earlier. When we was reading these through, there was a really long one, and then at the bottom it just says cock.
Cock.
And I thought, well, sure, like, how'd you come up with that? Where are we? See, I quite like this one, because Pogmathion.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Kiss my ass.
Pogmathion.
Pogmathion.
Because it kind of sounds like you're asking someone to do something for you.
And I liked...
Can he Pogmathion?
I liked Pogs when I was younger as well.
Oh.
So I don't know if there's any... maybe Pogs were called Kiss... because they kiss it, like, connect with each other by kissing each other. Maybe there's the through line. It's a Gaelic game that they stuck in crisps, maybe, when we was younger. Oh, here it is. This is the cock thing I was talking about, right? Get your mouth around this one. Wee-hee. Do you like that one? Cleo Spada Nick.
Oh.
And that's cock.
Wow, that's
imagine
a long,
that. That's a mouthful.
Hey, hello. Oh, come on, mate. Tognam Gaxterote.
What's that?
Let's fuck off. Oh. Yeah. What a faggot de assus fin. Get it right up, yeah.
Nice.
That's a good one. I like that one.
So maybe we can start contriving sentences.
Yeah, do you want to?
Yeah, put that next to that.
Okay, here we go. All right. Here we go. Faggot de assus fin. Clips off hook. Get it right up, you cock.
Nice. Pog me fion falal bilka du ginnas arson cock. Kiss my ass away and take your face for a shite.
Just in case you're confusing the hell out of anyone, we're celebrating Trainspotting 2 being in production by swearing at each other in Scottish Gaelic.
It's it's radio comedy gold. I think people win awards. People win awards for this. This is what I was about to say.
Oh,
and 100%. I stumbled and mumbled as I said it. So that's my award gone.
You're gone. You're done. Yeah. In fact, Talas Kagan Bruce. Away and chew a brush. Away and chew a brush.
Nice.
Is that an insult? I think
I think it means you've got bad breath.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Chew a brush.
Oh.
Maybe that's the thing.
Pretty random.
I'm out of swear words.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that was happening. Oh, the last one. Here we go. This one's going out to our dear friend Harvey Price. Kriakan the kirk of fucking Gierken. You total cunt.
Nice.
Yeah.
The thing with this, though, I think we've pronounced them all completely wrong.
I know.
Because I bought this Scotch whiskey And I thought it was called Laphroaig. Yep. And I'm talking to everyone going, oh, I just bought this nice 35-year-old Scotch whiskey called Laphroaig. And they're going, what's that? Do you mean Laphroaig?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man. The amount of people I was telling about my new Scotch whiskey, trying to impress them, and yeah, just mugging myself off the whole time.
And you're going to drink it with your new best friend, Saiban?
Yeah. Then they're calling me a right cuckan.
good times. Train spotting too. We've still got a couple of emails to get through for sad sop dating stories. If you have some yourself, you can tweet us at FUBAR Radio or email hd@fubarradio.com. And we're not too far away now from getting into Legalize It as well. So you can get those tweets in shortly too for what you want banned this week. Here's some disclosure for you. January, name of this one, featuring Jamie Woon on FUBAR.
You expected just looking back, if you would chill, show me something you prefer today. Yeah. Or maybe you've grown up and I'm the same. Amnesia gave you freedom. Or maybe you're the kind that tells a lie just to lie and never have to say goodbye.
Cannot replace the aesthetic of you. We had our brighter day. Was it synthetic or real? Yeah.
You're on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Eddie Brett with you. Eddie filling in for Doc Brown today.
Oh yeah.
Flick-a-ding-a-ding. You having a good time?
I'm having a great time.
How's life?
Life's fantastic, man. Life's really good.
I want to talk. We had you, Doc and I had you as a guest last Tuesday because you just released your own solo album called Parlay.
Mm-hmm.
But it was sort of release day last Tuesday. How's it in the last week or so? It's been getting, it's number 8 on the singer-songwriter charts.
Yeah, on iTunes. That's where it went to. So
that's brilliant, man.
Yeah, because I mean, I haven't done any promo for it. I just really wanted just to release it so it was out there and I can move forth into new things. So for that to happen, it was really quite touching.
Yeah.
And not, I don't do anything for my mates or anyone else. I sort of do it for myself, but it was really nice to see that my mates were all getting on board of it, which they haven't done with some of the stuff that I've done in the past because they sort of thought that it wasn't for them, if that makes sense. Right. But whereas this, they're like, they was listening to it and thinking, oh, I'm really like enjoying this. So that was cool.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Do you feel like their selective support is okay? Are you
Yeah, no, I'd rather it be that way because
really?
I don't like this, the people that are like, oh, that's fantastic, when really they don't like it. If they're not liking it and they think it's like children's music or whatever, then I'd rather them say that, because I don't particularly like the music they listen to. Mm. So when they do like it, it makes you generally feel better because you know that they actually do like it, as opposed to just saying it because they're your mate.
Yeah, 100%. That's good, man. And it was getting a couple of good reviews and stuff like that as well.
It does, a few nice blogs out there. If anyone does any music blogging, like, feel free to listen and write about it. It's really good for my personal ego.
Good, and we need that.
Yeah,
we want to trump you up here.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
That was my trumpet impression.
Was it?
Yeah.
Let's hear your Richard Branson impression.
Oh, I can't say I really know his voice.
I don't know. What, in your mind, what do you reckon he sounds like?
That was a jolly good album, Eddie. Well done. Now I'm going hiking.
So this is, you actually got a song off your album Parlay called Richard Branson, which you were saying last week that you were kind of doing, so hopefully one day you maybe meet him.
It's partly, because I really want to meet him. Also, I read his book and found it really inspirational, called Losing My Virginity.
Yeah, I've read that too. It's brilliant.
And it's great. Mm-hmm. And then this song is about losing my virginity. So I just thought, well, kill two birds with one stone.
Bang.
Wrote a wicked track. Let's just name it after the legend.
I like that. Did you want to do your Richard Branson in introduction of this song?
Can I do it in the Australian accent so people won't know whether it's me or you introducing it?
100%. Go for it. Okay.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, we'll count you in.
Okay.
Right?
So here I go.
All right. Here we go. G'day. This is Richard Branson introducing Eddie Brett. Song called Richard Branson on FUBAR for Tuesday Roundup. Bloody hell, dude! that was unbelievable.
Just come out of me. Just,
how on earth?
Just like. Just sanctumed my inner Aussie, and it just felt so good, man.
I'm not going to lie to you. I've heard a lot of really shitty Australian impression accents.
Yeah, like all that. Another shrimp on the barbie and all that. Nah,
that is going to be the best one I've ever heard.
Thank you.
That was actually insane. Have you ever done that before?
Just now. Never that good.
Dude, that was unbelievable.
Cheers, mate.
Holy shit. Do something else.
Okay.
You're on FUBAR, Hugh and Eddie, and having a great time. I've got an album out called Parlay, and I'm just hanging out at FUBAR with my mate Hugh. Boom!
That
is insane.
There's something in the water today. It's just making me feel good.
That is unbelievable.
That's where my trumpet's being blown and all that. It's nice. Just feeling great.
I'm genuinely in a bit of shock. Like, that was actually brilliant.
Well, any casting directors out there for Neighbours, you know where to come to. Or Kylie, that I can speak your mother tongue.
Here we go. Here's Eddie Brett right now. Richard Branson, the name of this one. Go and cop Parlay. It's a great album, and it's worth supporting.
It's only £5.90 as well.
First time, the first love, an innocence served so pure. Don't know what to expect. I never done nothing like this before. No preconceptions, a broken heart, or lost affections. No, nothing to take my mind from here and now. And I can see her taking off her clothes so slowly. She crawls over on fours on top, and now she's below me. My body starts to shake, my lips quake, but with a kiss she quickly makes everything disappear but here and now. First time, the first love, I proceed with caution. Make sure I wrap up well. A girl at school's just had an abortion. Well, I guess that is what you get for jumping in, not taking steps. Labeled as a dirty scare for older boys' cars and cigarettes. That's certainly not me, and I'm glad that that is certainly not you. And although we enjoy the occasional snout, I've only got one way to get you around, and that is on the back of my push bike. And this might not last forever, but Billy and Reese met at school, and they are still together. Oh, they're still together. First time, the first love turned out a drop in the water. I stand here watching you walk towards me at the altar. Not a dry eye can be found from the weeping faces all around. Even my uncle's crying now, yet that shakes my hand. I would do him proud. I don't care how cringe this sounds. I know that my words are true, 'cause if there's one thing I that to me, it's all you. We can sail up somewhere nice in the deep blue. I don't need nothing else when I've got you.
Very nice. That's Eddie Brett right there. Richard Branson, the name of that one. Off his solo album Parlay, which just dropped last week. You can go and cop it. It's only less than £6.
Yeah, man.
Which is brilliant. And we've got Eddie Brett filling in for Doc Brown today. We had him on the show last week. Hugh with you here as well on FUBAR Tuesday Roundup. And there's a couple of tweets to get through. We have been chatting about potential alternate endings what the storyline might be for Trainspotting 2, which is currently being filmed right now. And we had Tom tweeted us saying, how about in Trainspotting 2, Ewan McGregor's character takes up bird watching as a hobby, much safer than using heroin?
Yeah.
I've never seen the film, by the way. That's what he says.
I mean, it'll be hard to keep it gripping for as long as a feature-length film.
I don't know. Have you heard about this new slow TV thing that
No.
they have? I think it's in Norway. But apparently it's things like it's a reality show. And apparently it's huge. It's like one of the highest rating shows. I'm pretty sure it's in Norway. And it's literally like they film like a field. And it's just a camera just sits in a field
right.
for hours. Or it's like literally a camera on a train. For hours.
Yeah.
And that's it. People are just obsessed with it. Like straight, I mean like legit, straight up and down.
I've got an idea. What if it's like sort of Toy Story 2, when all the drug takers are in fear that someone's grown up too much now, so they don't want to play with them anymore.
Oh.
And they get put in the loft. And no one wants to be a heroin addict trapped in a loft, do they?
No one does.
So,
one does.
Meanwhile, their mates are out there in the real world just growing up without them. And it's that sort of constant struggle. But then at the end, they all go into the loft and shoot up.
Of course.
And everyone lives happily ever after. Maybe that could be the case.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I'm going with that.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's much better than Tom's. Sorry, Tom.
Sorry, Tom.
Shut you down.
Yours fucking sucks.
100%. All right, time now for Legalize It.
Oh, hell no.
Legalize it.
Let's go.
Legalize it, yeah.
Legalize it, giving you a chance to ban anything you want this week that's been getting you a bit vexed. You can tweet at FUBAR Radio, or you can email hd@fubarradio.com. hd@fubarradio.com. Eddie Brett, anything that's got you a little bit like, meh, I want that banned this week.
Yeah, any Game of Thrones episode less than 1 hour. I think
really?
I need to start doubling up.
Yeah, I know.
It's just not enough.
It's really not,
no,
isn't it?
No, like you get to the end and you just, it was such a good episode this week that you just want more.
I haven't quite figured out how to watch it. Do you'd have to have like Sky Atlantic or something like that?
Yeah, or a friend that has Sky Atlantic. That might be the trouble part for you, finding a friend.
Finding a friend.
So you're probably better off. You're better off just subscribing to Sky.
Where's my Scottish Gaelic word? Whatever that means, that's what you are. That's where you are, mate. Yeah, that's fair enough. I know. I get super obsessed with Game of Thrones, but I literally just haven't been able to figure out how to watch it outside of that. But that's, yeah. It sounds like it's definitely going to be signing up to Sky Atlantic, doesn't it?
Yeah. Or maybe online streams, maybe. You must be able to find it somewhere.
I don't know. I'm not very savvy with all that shit. I find it really hard.
Or just, like, find a girl. You need a girlfriend. So maybe just when you're opening Gambit, when you age, like, where you're from, do you have Sky Atlantic?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
And the minute they do, then chuck it in there and say, oh, that's great, because I like watching that at the moment, Game of Thrones. Mm. And she might be like, I love that program. And we should totally watch it together.
Yeah.
And then, boom, you're in.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
I like that. This is good.
And I tell you what, it must be pretty hot watching Game of Thrones with a girl, because you know when you watch a film and they get naked and they start kissing and that, usually when you watch it with a girl, you start doing the similar sort of thing because it sort of conjures up all sorts of menacing ideas. You know that one?
Ooh, I like that. This is a good insight into you.
Do you not do this?
Sure.
Well, I guess. You know when you're watching a film, and
but if you get too into it though, like isn't the idea like you want to watch a film that you're going to quickly start ignoring?
That's true. But like I said, Game of Thrones is never long enough, so I'd be more than happy to just keep rewinding it and then pushing through.
I like that.
There we go.
This is good. Yeah. This is very. I'm taking notes.
People often do when I'm quite a wise chap.
Are you? Yeah, you are.
Yeah, man.
It sounds like it. Yeah. Sounds humble.
I am the most humble guy ever. Probably like the most humble guy.
I reckon you would be.
Yeah. In the world, I'm probably like the top 10 most humble people.
I reckon higher.
Possibly.
Bless. All right, we want to hear from you. What do you want banned this week? You can tweet at FUBAR Radio. You can email hd at FUBARradio.com. And we've got a bit of a special treat coming up soon as well, because we don't have rap about anything because Doc Brown's not here. But Eddie Brett, I believe you're going to be doing a poem for us.
Yeah, I just threw a little poem together in the last song. So
because you are technically a poet.
Amongst other things, yeah.
Yeah, as well, yeah, no, yeah.
Just something to add to the list of things, yeah.
So humble.
So humble.
What a guy.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's coming up soon too. And we'll get up all your, whatever you want banned for a legaliser very, very soon. He's Glass Animals on FUBAR Life Itself, the name of this one.
Come back down to my knees. Gotta get back.
You're on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Eddie Brett with you. Eddie filling in for Doc Brown. And we are doing a legalise it right now, giving you a chance to get off your chest anything that's got you vexed this week and whatever you want banned. And we will ban it for you here. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio. Email hd@fubarradio.com. Do you know what I want banned? I want the bloody people that they loiter around the canals and they want to talk to you about some canal related stuff, but they like pounce on you.
Right.
Have you, I don't know if you've ever seen them before. They're kind of a little bit like...
With clipboards.
Yeah, with clipboards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know exactly what they want, but I know it's something to do with the canal, because they always go, do you care about the canal? But I'm always riding. Like, I always ride along the canal. So they always, like, hide behind something and jump out. And it's twice now that I've nearly, like, swerved into the canal.
Well, as a member of the Canal and River Trust, you shouldn't be driving so fast along the canal.
It's not going fast, not going fast.
Well, if you nearly fell over into the canal
by
someone...
It's because someone jumped out and scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, but if you're going a bit slower, you wouldn't be in that predicament.
No, I'm very unstable.
They are members of the Canal and River Trust.
Are they? Tell me what it is.
It's a charity.
Yeah.
Basically set up to... They keep it maintained and clean and just safe for everyone to use on their walks and dog walks and on the river. It's a great cause because it keeps a bit of British heritage alive.
That's brilliant. That's really, really great. I want a band. You fucking scare me twice.
Yeah.
Not thrice, friend. Not thrice. I'm going to get a bigger bell.
There's a good one on here from Dominic Moffitt. I hope I pronounced that right. It says, Snapchat stories over 30 seconds. No one's life is that interesting.
Yep. Banned. Gone.
I completely agree with you.
You're a bit... I'm only how's this? So I'm literally just signed up to Snapchat like a day or two ago because a friend of mine was saying, he's like, dude, you should be on it. Like, this is great. Snapchat's the future. You got to get on it. Blah, 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 blah. So I was like, all right, cool. So I haven't really figured out how to use it yet, but I was trying to just start add people in my contacts. And the only person that I accidentally invited and was able to figure out how to invite was like an ex. And I was like, I was trying to skip past it, but accidentally pushed hit, and then it added her, and she accepted, and I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah,
and I don't know how to... can you go back and delete it now, or we just look like a massive prick?
You can do, but you'll look like a prick.
Damn it. So that was it. So since that happened, I was like, I give up.
Yeah.
So there's one person there.
Well, basically,
I haven't posted anything.
The Snapchat story, like anything on social media, I think you should be very selective with what you upload, because it needs to be of some sort of substance. But there's a lot of people that just feel like Snapchatting each and everything on their like 10-second videos. And you're watching it, and it's just absolute toilet. It's rubbish. Yeah. It's like them just dancing in a nightclub. Like, all right, I get that. Yeah. Like, but... do I need to see 10 different versions of you dancing in a nightclub? No. Yeah.
No. Done. Banned. Gone.
But I'd like to bring that on to another social media issue of people that generally live their lives through social media now.
No, 100%.
Like they are the Kardashians or something.
Yeah.
I think we should ban the Kardashians as well.
Gone. Can do that.
Yeah.
Gone.
They're just bad influences to anyone. Anyone spends too much time involved.
I mean, look
in
at Kanye. Kanye was completely self-aware and intelligent, humble guy before Kim Kardashian.
Very much like myself.
No, it wasn't that bad.
But yeah, they I don't know, these emotional Facebook statuses where they're like a page long, and it's like, whoa, do you really want to be that open and honest with people that don't really know you that well?
No, I know.
What you're doing it for, is it for the comments after that? It's like, oh, you'll get over this. No, I don't know.
Like, I saw one the other day where it was somebody that I haven't even talked to for years and years and years. So I don't know much about their personal life. But you just assume that most people have, majority of people that are in their life in one way or another are going to be on Facebook friends. They're going to be friends with each other. So she posted, can't believe my sister-in-law didn't invite me to her birthday party. And that was it, like, angry face. And I was like, surely if it's your sister-in-law, you're probably going to be on Facebook. Like, this is, or there's going to be people connected, or at least your brother is going to see that. You know what I mean? Like, someone's, like, that's just, like, personal venting.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's just your laundry.
She knows she's going to see it, but she's just being a little bit sneaky about it.
Yeah. See, I'm soft on that. I was like, man, that's just so
petty. I kind of like that, though. That's a bit spiteful. That's nice.
It is. It was bloody mean, wasn't it? Yeah.
So it's an interesting thing that no one's had to, other generations have never had to sort of deal with that thing. Like, what should you be and not be tweeting or saying online? I don't know.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right, back to legalise it. Luke tweeted us. He sent, I want to ban cat sitting. My friend has asked if I can cat sit for him while he's on holiday. It's a fucking cat. Why do I have to sit on it? You're probably going to kill it, Luke. You're probably going
to
kill it.
He should ask that geezer that took a cat to the prom why you should sit on a cat.
Exactly.
Maybe he could answer a bit for
No.
Meow.
He sits on cats for other reasons. This is bad. Yeah. No, this is not good. Not good at all.
I've got one here from a geezer called Rob Loff who says, small talk.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of small talk?
I guess sometimes it's handy.
I mean, it has to happen, doesn't it?
I mean, what if you're, like, say if you're at a... Because I had small talk with someone recently where I went to, like, an event and there was somebody there who we didn't know each other, really have anything to say to each other, but we were just waiting for the other person who invited me to come back from the bar.
Right.
So I was like, I'm just there to hang out with them. I'm not really here to hang out with you.
Yeah.
They kind of felt the same. So we just had small talk. So... Hey, pianos, right?
Yeah.
Pianos. Cool. All right, good chat, man. And then I went back to my friend. So they kind of got me out of it there.
But then I guess if you could have had a fulfilling chat with him, that would have been a much better scenario.
Nah, he was a prick.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a prick.
Why was he a prick?
Because he was saying mean things to my friend about his tattoos.
Oh, what did he say?
Oh, he said something about, like, he was just really weird. He's like, oh, you've got a lot of tattoos. He was a bit of a prick, this guy. But he was a friend of, kind of somehow an associate of the person that invited us.
Right.
But he was being a bit of a dick to my other mate, who kind of got a bit shitty and was like, oh, I'm going off to talk to someone else.
So maybe your small talk could have comprised of, so you're a dick.
So you're a dick.
Yeah.
But nah, I'm with you though. All right, anyway, yep, we can definitely ban that. Got another one here from Anonymous saying, I'd love to ban twats who can't work out how to speak into a phone properly and hold it in front of their mouth and have it on loudspeaker. No one needs to know what's going on in your life, asshole. Yeah, fair enough. I mean, people that do that, I think, on public transport, if you sit there and talk really loud on speakerphone, you're a dick.
Yeah.
You don't need to, man. Like, why do you want everyone to hear your conversation?
It's true, but as a passive passenger, and you've got nothing else to do, it would be quite interesting. I do like overhearing other people's phone calls.
Yeah. Dude, that's so creepy.
A couple of things that's happened this week. I was walking past this bloke, and he was on the phone, and he goes, why do you think Terry's got no mates? Because he's a cunt. That's why he's got no mates. Yeah. And I was listening to it thinking, I'd love to hear the rest of that conversation and where it's going. Another time, it was earlier actually, when I was at the pub, we went for lunch, and this girl was on the phone and she went, you know when you're just really feeling Hunter's chicken, you know?
Amazing.
I just thought, brilliant. That's perfect.
Yeah, that is good. Yeah. That is good. I do like that one. All right, but we had what else have we got here? What else have we got? Okay, here we go. Beards. One beards banned. Macar Music has tweeted us saying beards. One beards banned, yeah.
Well, we'd both have to shave, wouldn't we?
Well, I don't know if mine's technically a beard.
Well, it's stubble, isn't it? We got stubble.
I don't think I can really... I don't think I ever really properly hit puberty enough to be able to grow a full beard.
Right.
It's like, even if you see up the sides... Yeah. I can't, it's just kind of like a little bit of...
If I blew splotched. Hard enough, whoa, where am I going with that?
Meow.
All right, quick, keep your tweets coming in for Illegalize It, whatever you want banned this week. You can tweet at Fubar Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com. And coming up next, Eddie Brett's going to do a poem for us.
Okay, yeah.
And then we're nearly at the end of the show, not long to go.
Oh, no.
I know. We've got a little bit left, don't you worry, okay. Man. Don't you worry. He's Passion Pit on Fubar.
But I never thought I'd be alone to try. One
Sun towers are serpent stations, selling red and white carnations. You were still alone, my wife and I. Before we married, saved my money, brought my dear wife over. Now I work to bring my family stateside. Off the boat, they sail the wild and scatter across the coast. Once a year, I'll see them for a week or so. I know sky to the world.
FUBAR, it is the Tuesday roundup. Passion Pit, Take a Walk, the name of that one. And yeah, we got Eddie Brett filling in for Doc Brown this week. And we normally have rap about anything, where people can tweet in topics, the Doc will pick one to do a freestyle at the end of the show. But we've got a bit of a treat this week.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd just do a poem about something we've been talking about on the show.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. Should we just recap really quick what happened as well?
No, I think you'll get it.
All right. We should just in case people have just tuned in. Well, Harvey Price, Katie Price's son, was on. Was asked about online bullying, what he says to people.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather not mention it for the sake of what's going on in the poem, if that makes sense.
So you're
going
to explain.
You see what I mean.
My man. Yeah. All right. Eddie Brett, whenever you are ready. And we'll take it away in a sec. Thank you so much for filling in today, man.
No, thanks
it's been
for
really,
me.
Really great.
It's good fun, yeah. So, yeah, this is really just a sort of righteous thing for anyone out there that might be experiencing similar things to Harvey, you know?
Okay, no worries, mate. Well, whenever you're ready, good sir.
If someone's being mean on the social media scene and cut into your insecurities and fears, being so nasty, they bring you to tears. Don't reduce yourself to their level. Stand up proud and remain nice. Take some solid advice. Hello, cunt. Be a boss like Harvey Price.
I love it.
There you go. Just a little something.
Oh, Harvey Price. What a guy.
What a legend.
What an absolute legend. All right, I've got to leave you with another Eddie Brett song right now. This is off the album Parlay. It's just dropped out. Go and support him. It's a really, really great album. This one is called City Don't Like Us.
Thank you very much.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you, Eddie Brett, for filling in.
Yes.
Go to FUBARradio and .com and you can find out all the details of how to listen back to any of the shows. I'll be back on Friday with Michael Payne, 1 till 4, and we'll catch you very, very soon. Eddie Brett, thank you very much, mate.
Cheers, pal.
Woo!
The city don't like us. Take a look around, it's obvious. All my money goes on rent, you see, to someone who doesn't need it as much as me. But I try not to think about it,
Cause who wants to think about it? It's so easy to hide away and to stick to what we know. Everywhere there's a problem. See through this sick solution. We can't blame no religion. Just have faith in our own position. So I chose a non-Islam band. It suits me just my type and it's so easy to hide away and to stick to what we know. Wake up, about to shine, shoes on, go to work and I know that I'll be home tonight. Come home, see my missus, have a hug, show some love and I know that I am doing fine. Oh, this is how I'm feeling. Homeless man, cold and hungry. I can't help but walk past him in the street. I could give him some money, but decide that he would not spend sensibly. Who am I to decide his fate? Certainly weren't brought up that way. It's so easy to hide away and to stick to what we know. Wake up, mutton shine, shoes on, go to work, and I know that I'll be home tonight. Come home, see my missus, have a hug, show some love, and I know that I am. Fine. This is how I'm feeling alright. This is how I'm feeling. Winter, spring, summer, or fall. All that I am living for is someone that I can adore to tell me, for someone to tell me, for someone to tell me, for someone to tell me they love. And shine shoes on, go to work, and I know that I'll be home tonight. Come home, see my missus, have a hug, show some love, and I know that I am.